Representatives of the New Forces for Freedom and Change, or FFC Coalition, chanted freedom, peace and justice during a ceremony to sign a renewed political declaration in Khartoum on Wednesday. The coalition played a significant role in organizing a nationwide uprising that led to the ousting of former President Omar al-Bashir in April 2020 with the help from the military. The group signed a political agreement with the military council in August 2019 to begin a joint transitional government scheduled to last for 39 months. The period was renewed again after the signing of the Juba Peace Agreement on October 3, 2020. The new FFC coalition is made up of political parties, independent unions, and political wings of the armed groups that signed the Juba Peace Deal. Salma Nur, a member of the coalition who read the political declaration document, says the declaration will continue to support the transitional government towards building a civilian and a democratic state.
This political declaration is an extended development and commitment to charter that has been achieved by the Forces for Freedom and Change that includes Declaration of Forces for Freedom and Change, Constitutional Document, and the Juba Peace Agreement. Therefore, we are here renewing our full commitment for all what has been agreed on by all members of Forces for Freedom and Change.
Nur says the transitional government will continue to dismantle the roots of the previous administration and fight corruption in public and private institutions. She says the group will work to address issues of the transitional justice, bring perpetrators of various crimes to justice, and turn over former President Omar al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. In the new declaration, Nur says the political forces also vow to support the participation of women in public life.
We must admit that women's participation in public life has not been implemented enough as committed earlier, and it has not been reflected in different governance, politics, and all decision-making institutions as they deserved and in accordance with the role played by the Sudanese women in the December Revolution. Therefore, we are here laying considerable plans and programs that would achieve the aspirations of women's participation to the level they deserve.
Nur says the new program will also focus on the safe and voluntary return of Sudanese refugees and IDPs.
There are millions of Sudanese refugees and internally displaced persons that need to come home. And unless they voluntarily return to their villages, the situation will not change much in our country, especially rural areas. We will not put an end to conflict and violence in Sudan.
Fadalla Burma, the interim chairman of the Umma National Party, one of the signatories of the political declaration, says he remains hopeful that the unity of civilian forces will lead to a smooth transitional period and to free and fair elections. Burma says the interests of the Sudanese people should be the coalition's first priority.
This coalition is formed for providing security and stability to the citizens and cultivating the aspiration of the Sudanese people through extension of political participation that supports unity and national consensus towards democratic governance and achieving justice equality to all Sudanese.
Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok called on all Sudanese to support what he calls this unique transition that has inspired many nations around the world. He is calling for unity among different forces in the country during the transitional period.
This is a unique transition presented by our great Sudanese people to the world. The unique example that our country is showing to other countries that consist of military and civilian partnership. Despite challenges facing us, we need to be proud of it and promote it with passion, because this is the only way that will take us to build a permanent democratic rule.
The political forces say they will implement the Juba Peace Agreement in its entirety, negotiate with the holdout groups, and work to increase local production to boost the country's economy. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.